welcome to say something in Cornish. These simple audio lessons will give you the ability to communicate clearly and naturally in Cornish, or, as you will soon be saying, in Carnoic. You'll be surprised how extremely quickly you will find yourself forming useful, sensible phrases and sentences, even if you're a complete beginner. If you are not a complete beginner, you will find that these lessons will transform your ability to use and understand Cornish in ordinary social situations. One of the biggest problems almost all learners suffer from is a lack of practice in speaking Cornish. With this course, you'll be using your Cornish all the time, from the first sentence you learn onwards, and this will have a massive impact on your ability to speak Cornish. My name is Paul, and the other voice you're going to hear on this course belongs to Julia.
We have just two rules for you as you go through the course. First of all, please don't write anything down. If you write words down, you tend to use them as a kind of crutch when you're listening, and this means that you'll listen a bit more lazily. When you don't write anything down, you are forced to focus more on your listening, and this in turn means that you'll be able to understand other people speaking Cornish far, far sooner than you would otherwise. So, seriously, if you've got pen and paper ready, put them away now.
Rule 2 is equally important. Once we have introduced and explained a new word or phrase to you, we will then start to use that word or phrase in a number of different ways. I will say something in English, and you must then say it in Cornish. I will leave a gap for you to do this. If you find that gap isn't long enough, please use the pause button. It is vitally important that you say the phrase in Cornish before you then hear Julia saying it in Cornish. After Julia has said it in Cornish, I will repeat it in Cornish before we move on to the next phrase in English. This is central to the course. You must repeat the English phrase I say in Cornish. It may seem a little difficult to begin with, but if you make sure that you do it all the time, it will quickly become much, much easier. And it is exactly this practice which will give you the ability to speak Cornish naturally and far faster than other courses. If you do not repeat the English phrase in Cornish until you hear Julia say it, you are not doing the course properly.
You'll hear both of us speaking the phrase in Cornish for two important reasons. First, it gives you two chances to hear and understand. And second, it also gives you two different voices, one male and one female, to get used to.
Apart from these two rules, you don't need to worry about anything. In particular, don't worry about revision. Everything you learn will be revised automatically as we move from lesson to lesson. Once you can repeat the English phrase in Cornish before Julia, almost all the time, you are ready to move on to the next lesson. If you need to refresh your memory after a break, don't go the whole way through all the lessons, just revisit the last couple of lessons you completed successfully. But for the fastest possible learning experience, do try and do at least 20 minutes a day. You will learn far more successfully in regular small doses than occasional huge sessions.